And failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, it is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 23-17. We'll look over some of our numbers in just a little bit. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, boy, I tell you, tough night against Greenwood. Had a 20-point lead, but I tell you what, Greenwood's got some players that did what they need to do to help spark a comeback.
Well, yeah, you know, boy, I thought our guys come out. I mean, it was amazing just seeing the intensity, the focus, and the effort just kind of all rolling there. We got it rolling, and it was a lot of fun. We built a lead. Of course, you know, we know that you just can't sustain that, but it was nice to get to that big lead, and then we had to respond to – you know, when Greenwood really kind of cranked up their physicality and their pressure,
yep.
You know, we got caught kind of speeding, you know, them trying to play fast. You know, we come out and jumped on them early. We're playing fast. We're beating them up down the floor, and we're hitting our shots. And, you know, we build that lead. Well, our guys got to realize you can't play like that all game.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to make all your shots. And if you play at that pace – you know, Greenwood tried to, you know, so they kept speeding us up, and it's hard to put on them brakes, and really we played it right into, you know, what Greenwood was doing. We still had a nice, comfortable lead at half, and then, you know, Greenwood comes out, and, you know, they're a good basketball team. They're fighting for this fourth seed, them and Greenbrier, actually.
Yep.
And, you know, they take the lead, or it's a 1-point game at the end of three, and then fourth quarter we come out and you know, we build another lead, and man, we just you got to make your free throws.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
You know, there's a lot of cliche that goes into that, but you know, we came up short. We had a nice look there at the buzzer, and we come up short on the road. You know, that's two years in a row going down to Greenwood and have a three at the buzzer that you know has a chance, but. What I did love about our guys is first of all, boy, it's a long – I mean, it's a four-hour bus ride over
a
there.
A long trip.
And, you know, in that JV game, I noticed, man, we're really heavy. We're really sluggish. And I really challenged the guys. Like, guys, you have to come out and you know, you've got to put all of that stuff to the side and just focus on playing as hard as you can right from the very get-go. And I thought they did an excellent job of that. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, it's – you know, just not being able to put, you know, we have those stretches where we just kind of do things that kind of hurt ourselves, but we see a lot of really good things and a lot of good positive things with our guys. And regardless, you know, they come into work the next day. I mean, their bounce back is amazing. It's an incredible group of young men. And, you know, they do a really good job. We don't stay down for long because of the character of the guys on our team. So, they come in and you know, unfortunately, we understand our situation now. You know, this is it. This is kind of the last ride. This is our last road game. And, you know, the way we look at it, hey, we're the team with nothing to lose.
Right.
And I feel that's a very dangerous team. And, you know, our guys are still – what I love about them is they're still playing hard. They're still, you know, pouring it all out on the floor. You know, at times it ain't pretty, but it's not due to lack of working hard and caring. And we do have that with these guys, and I fully expect them to come out. And Greenbrier, you know, we're going to give Greenbrier all they can handle. This is a must-win for Greenbrier. Like I said, they're trying to get them in Greenwood playing for a weigh-in on Friday. But and you know, this Greenbrier team is really similar to Greenwood, physical team. You know, they run some. They're very good in their offensive set. You know, he's got a nice little group over there, but I promise you the Bombers will be ready, and we're going to give them all they want here on this senior night in Greenbrier.
Real quickly, I did want to – there's one player I did want to mention from that game against Greenwood. I thought Kai Bickford had one of his best games I've ever seen from him.
Oh, he played really well for us. And, you know, Kai's been playing really well. You know, earlier in the year he was struggling with turnovers and just kind of playing the speed of the game. The game has really slowed down for him, and he's been really good for us for a while.
Yeah.
It may not show up on the offensive end, but he's done an outstanding job. He's lowered his turnovers, starting to look like what a point guard needs to look like. But I promise you, Matt, like his shooting is not because I don't want him to. I want the kid to shoot because he works his tail off, and he's got a nice shot.
He does.
He shoots it. He is a good shooter. But, you know, having that mentality of a point guard, you're trying to get others going and knowing when to score, it's a really fine balance of kind of understanding that. But hopefully he just keeps growing into that role because future's bright for that young man. But, yes, you're right. Love the way he played. Love all of our guys. Love the way they all competed and battled. But you're right. He had a really good game for us.
Josh, thanks for joining us and good luck tonight.
Matt, I appreciate all you do. You know, we got our Bomber Sports Network here.
I've got
you. I've got Dylan Conley and our cameraman, Calvin. You know, Calvin finally got on the bus with us. But, you know, Calvin's been at all these road games. Calvin, say hi to the camera here. But this is a guy behind the scenes. And, Calvin, you're an eighth grader, right? And he comes to all of our ball games, these road games, and we sure appreciate you coming along with us and all you've done this year. Some of the people behind all this hard work that goes into this. Very thankful for all you guys. Very thankful for all of our fans that traveled. Very thankful for all the support we have back home. Thankful for just being a Bomber. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was Mountain Boys coach Josh Fulcher. Let's take a look at some of our halftime numbers. Right now, Mountain's leading scorer is Amelia Rucker with 11 on the night. 4 for Lauren Waymeyer and 2 for Lakin Moore. For Greenbrier, leading the way is Alex Newland with 8 points. 6 each for Emma Ream and Victoria Corker, and 3 so far for Ashton Hopper. This game's had 1 tie and 5 lead changes. Rebounds are fairly even. Mountain Home with 13, Greenbrier with 12. Turnovers are fairly even too. Mountain Home with 3 and Greenbrier with 2. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll take a 90-second break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 23-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's